You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is doubling down on the Bureau's theory behind the origins of COVID-19.
The origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan.
We already knew that.
Despite insistence from the White House that there's no consensus on the cause.
You won't stay with Al. Okay.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness.
The President has the authority to cancel student debt. Period.
He does not.
Big businesses were hurting, and we helped them. All of a sudden, when it's about our students,
I don't know what we're yelling about.
They challenge it.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. I'd just like to ask the question, what the hell is going on in this country when a black lesbian radical defund the police mayor can't get reelected in the city of Chicago? Not only could Lori Lightfoot not get reelected yesterday, she could only get 16% of the vote in the preliminary election. 16%. And it's not like that's some kind of powerless position. Now, the mayor of Chicago is very powerful, controls thousands of hack jobs. And that's all? It's the city's, I would guess, at least 40% black. So she must have lost a majority of black Chicagoans. She certainly lost everybody else. 16%. She finished third. It's pretty amazing. You know, and I don't know if this is the beginning of a trend. I mean, occasionally these people are getting knocked off, these radicals like Chesa Boudin in San Francisco as the district attorney, and Andrew Cuomo, another COVID disaster like Lori Lightfoot, ousted, but not by the voters. He was just ousted by his own scandals. Charlie Baker in Massachusetts declined to run, but some of these people are getting reelected, you know? Phil Murphy in New Jersey, Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, Pritzker, Jabba the Hutt in Illinois, where Chicago is. They all got reelected in spite of their disastrous COVID policies. George Gascon with the disastrous district attorney Shep of Los Angeles County. He avoided a recall election, maybe under, you know, they supposedly didn't get quite enough signatures to get it on the ballot, but you know, he's still there. So I don't know. I'm not that happy and elated. I mean, I'm elated she's gone, but I'm not sure it's the beginning of a trend. But I mean, 16%. Wow. I saw a Democrat congressman once in Massachusetts, a guy named Chester Greeno Atkins. He'd been in for 6 years, I think. And he lost the primary by a 2-1 margin. But again, Congress, you don't have that much clout. You don't have a street organization out there in most cases. I mean, Lori Lightfoot, I thought she had it in the bag when there was these stories that they were going around to the Cook County Jail and the guards were trying to get the inmates, even the ones that weren't from Chicago, to vote for Lori Lightfoot. I said, boy, that's the Chicago way. She's gonna slide in again. But she ends up being the first she broke another glass ceiling, the first black lesbian woman ever denied re-election as mayor of Chicago. KJP is just says, whew, thank goodness I'm from Haiti originally. I should be okay. At the besides, she doesn't have to face the voters, only Brandon, and he probably can't remember her name from day to day, nor can Kamala Harris, for that matter. So she's gone. The one guy, his Cook County commissioner, apparently he's a big defund the police guy. His name is Brandon. Does that give him a leg up, or is that a detriment? Even considering it's a overwhelmingly Democrat city. 844-500-4242. Lori Lightfoot says 207 was caught heavily flat-footed. Yes. Exactly. 860, now that Lightfoot will be out, maybe she can get an easier job like transportation secretary. How about labor secretary? Did you see who's getting the job that Marty Walsh had, the former mayor of Boston, who's now going to be the $3 million a year head of the NHL Players Association? Is this woman from California who was the in charge of passing out the COVID relief funds, the scam-infested COVID relief funds, PUA, PPP, all that stuff. They now had $40 billion in fraud in California when she was handling the money. $40 billion in fraud. And at the same time, they were passing them out, many of them going to foreign nationals who were not even in the country. They were just, operating from, Macedonia, Nigeria, the usual places where they run the scams out of. And at the same time, they were giving $40 billion in federal taxpayer aid to these fraudsters across the seas. They were denying U.S. citizens in California billions of dollars. And so, in the finest tradition of the Biden administration, she's being promoted. She's being promoted. And do you know why she's being promoted? Her last name is Sue, S-U, so she's Asian. And the Asians have said, the Asian Americans and the Democrat Party have said, you didn't have an Asian American in the cabinet. And this is the first time since George H.W. Bush there hasn't been an Asian in the cabinet. And you better do the right thing. We don't care about no stinking $40 billion in fraud. One of the Republican congressmen from California said that this is a classic example of failing upwards. And certainly, that's the way everything is.
The deep family ties and heritage and the values reflected in the AANHPI.
That's the group that was pressuring him to appoint Janet Sue. If you have a problem with her giving out $40 billion to foreign scammers, sue her. Sue. And just don't bring Fang Fang into your lawsuit. 844-500-4242. Top 10 Lori Lightfoot fails leading to her political demise. This was a good piece in Breitbart. She got a haircut early on in the coronavirus pandemic after scolding Chicago residents for not shutting down non-essential businesses. I think this is when they said, why do you need a haircut as opposed to any of us? And she said, I'm the face of Chicago. Yikes. Now that's a scary thought in and of itself. Lightfoot dressed up as Rona Destroyer as she unveiled the guidelines for celebrating Halloween in October 2020. Rona, as in Corona. June 2021, declared racism a public health emergency and announced her intention to divert $10 million in coronavirus relief for the creation of equity zones. And whenever you see equity, think welfare. It's just welfare, payoffs, handouts to Democrats of whatever race, color, creed, gender, etc. Lightfoot violated her own mask mandate while attending an NBA game. Well, again, now this is another reason why she's eligible to become a cabinet official, right? Remember Gina Raimondo? Gina Raimondo, the governor of Rhode Island and now the Secretary of Commerce, violated her own mask guidelines a couple of times. One time she went to a George Floyd riot. She didn't set anything on fire, but she was there. And then she went into a bar one time and, had a nice, tasty meal that didn't bother with the mat. Coronavirus wasn't going to attack a governor. They knew better than that. She targeted the unvaccinated while wishing people a joyous Kwanzaa with her wife, who looks a little bit like Stephen Colbert. That same month, Lightfoot announced a vaccine passport system barring unvaccinated individuals from bars, restaurants, gyms, and indoor venues for refusing to get the shots. To put it simply, if you've been living vaccine-free, your time is up. To put it simply, if you're as bad a mayor as Lori Lightfoot, your time is up. As well it should be. By the way, she's very big into sanctuary cities and illegal aliens until they started arriving in Chicago last September. And then she said it was both immoral and unpatriotic for Texas Governor Greg Abbott to start busing the illegal alien, criminal gangbanger, fentanyl dealers, machete-wielding, welfare-collecting, tattoos on their neck, third world undocumented Democrats to the city with the broad shoulders. Despite its sanctuary, she said it was racist and xenophobic. Her turning it down, her turning down all these wonderful third worlders, that was not racist and xenophobic. But to send them there after she said she wanted them, that was racist and xenophobic. 723 murders in Chicago last year. Motor vehicle theft, up 95% year to year, 21 to 22. Theft up 50%, et cetera, et cetera. She can't believe it's, and you know why she lost, don't you? Racism. You knew it was racism. Now the shoe is on the other Lightfoot, says 207. 844-500-4242. The United States recently hit the debt ceiling of $31.4 trillion. And yes, we should be scared. Congress is squabbling, and with the Democrat Party in power, we sit in an unprecedented state of danger. If the U.S. defaults on its debt, interest rates will skyrocket and economies across the globe will collapse. This means hardworking Americans will have to pay for the sins of President Biden's overreaching spending sprees. There is, however, good news. When the value of the dollar plummets, gold holds its value. Learn how to protect your retirement by getting Monetary Gold's free protection guide. Call them at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the careless spending of the Democrats. The current debt ceiling problems pose unprecedented economic threats, and Americans are racing to buy gold before the country defaults. This free guide is here to help you protect your money before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. Howie Carr is back.
The texters are confused here. 617, Howie, if Chicago is so racist, then how was Lori Lightfoot first elected in the first place? Can a city not be racist, then be racist? They don't even make sense, and no one calls them out on it. Well, how about the fact that 84% of the people yesterday voted against her, right? And again, I don't know the exact numbers, but I'm guessing at least 40% of the electorate is black, right? So she lost a majority of the black vote, would be my guess. I don't know if there are any exit polls out there, but it stands to reason if you do the math. So are a majority of the black voters in Chicago biased against her because she's black? Are they racist? Is 84%, including, I'm sure, huge majorities of Hispanics, Asians, and of course white people. We well know they're racist. But how about the other black people racist too? 844-500-4242. These are excellent questions, but I think we all know the answer to them. 917, Lightfoot was a terrible mayor, but like Randy Weingarten, she's probably an excellent lesbian, and isn't that what really matters? It certainly is what matters to the Democrats. And she's also someone who, like Randy Weingarten, doesn't let the facts stand in the way of anything she says, whether it's racism on Lori Lightfoot's part or Randy Weingarten saying, what's the difference between giving away money to a bunch of deadbeats and hippies and giving money to businesses? Well, the big difference is Congress approved giving the money to businesses, okay? Brandon just started giving this money randomly away to students. There's no congressional authorization for this, other than, you know, whether you want to read a wild stretch into the HEROES Act, which is what he's trying to do. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Enjoy spring on the Cape with April rates, $149.99 a night on weekdays and $179.99 a night on weekends. Or schedule now to have your summer trip set with breakfast included, Memorial Day through September 20th. Book online now at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, who's the toughest GOP senator during hearings? Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Rand Paul, John Kennedy, or Ron Johnson?
They all have their strengths. But today, after watching what Ted Cruz did to Merrick Garland, and again, this is not to say Josh Hawley didn't do a great job with him, too, on a different subject. I'm going to vote for Ted Cruz.
29% say Ted Cruz, 13% say Josh Hawley, 39% voted for Rand Paul, and 14% for John Kennedy.
Rand Paul is really, really good. However, I went with Cruz because he's more of an all-around player, you know. Whereas Rand Paul, he's really the best by far when he going after any kind of COVID issue, and particularly with Fauci. But these, I think they're all pretty good. Even Ron Johnson in his folksy sort of Midwestern way, you know, with the upper Midwest Wisconsin accent. I like him too. And John Kennedy trying to, you know, kind of lull you with his southern accent from Louisiana. They're all pretty good. We'll do one with the House members sometime fairly soon as well. 844-500-4242. Here's a Biden cut. We didn't catch this yesterday. Again, you can't catch them all, but he said he's gonna make a giant mistake twice, and he's reading. This is right. He's reading from the teleprompter, and he makes this huge mistake twice, and it's corrected in the White House transcripts. Cut 13.
In 2 years. I reduced the debt $1.7 billion. $1.7
billion. $1.7 billion. He says it twice, and they're cheering him. They're cheering him. And I think he says at one point, he's confusing the deficit and the debt. And it's all nonsense, but he's confusing billion with trillion, and the audience doesn't even know the difference. They're just clapping like trained seals, like they're a group of drug-addled tourists that have been brought in for Saturday Night Live. What a fix we find ourselves in. 844-500-4242. Someone says the Chicago black population is under 30% now. She's still underperformed, I would say, right? I'm Howie Carr. The smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day. Like with Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycon's got you covered. And Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. But even if you know you'll love your Raycons, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. With buy now, pay later options, and a free and easy return guarantee on every purchase. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Taylor, can I hear Biden to Secretary Mayorkas today? Cut 16.
Mr. Secretary, you're a true patriot, as dedicated your career to protecting and serving the American people while upholding our nation's laws and standing up for American values.
He's promoting the safety of the American people. House Judiciary Republicans launch inquiry into illegal MS-13 gang member accused of murdering Kayla Hamilton. This was in 17, murdered by a 17-year-old. Aberdeen Police Department have arrested and charged an illegal alien MS-13 gang member with murder, accusing him of strangling to death and then raping an American citizen, 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton, in her residence in 2020. He was let into the country in 2022 when Mayorkas was the secretary. And then we also have this one. Dominican illegal alien in Boston pleads guilty to illegally reentering the U.S. following a prior removal. He was removed in 2012. His name is Juan Nova -Nivar.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
He was arrested in Lawrence, of all places, under an alias on drug distribution charges. Novar-Nivar failed to appear on a number of scheduled pretrial hearings, and a warrant was issued for his arrest. In May 2022, he was again arrested in Lawrence when Mayorkas was the Homeland Security Secretary, using the same alias. So that's the kind of those are just two cases I just picked off the internet this morning. Time now for Grace in the News.
Yes, Howie. And on this same front, migrant encounters are already surpassing the 1 million mark for the fiscal year 2023. And that, so since October, we've already passed 1 million. So this is going to be another record year for the amount of migrants crossing our borders. And Joe Biden breaking history once again.
A record year for probably illegal aliens, MS-13 gang members killing Americans. Americans dying of fentanyl overdoses brought across the border by illegal aliens with fentanyl that comes from China.
Yeah, I'm glad, Howie, you brought up China, because this is from News Nation. It says U.S. Customs and Border Protection said apprehensions of nationals from China are up more than 700% compared to the same period last fiscal year.
But, you know, they're only here to sell the fentanyl Americans can't be bothered selling.
Right. In other news, Atlanta's wealthiest suburb eyes seceding from crime-ridden city. This is from the New York Post. Very interesting story. It involves the city of Buckhead, which is a very
neighborhood.
Fancy.
It's a neighborhood right now. It wants to be a city.
The
of
proposed
Buckhead.
City of Buckhead. Yes.
Yes.
Buckhead is one of Atlanta's most beautiful enclaves. And in recent years, some Buckhead residents have railed against what they say has been the Atlanta top brass's failure to curb crime, arguing that Northside taxpayers are not getting their money's worth of city services. Now, There is significant resistance from Atlanta business owners and lawmakers who argue that the split would compromise the city's economy and disjoint the school system. But if Senate bills are approved, there's two Senate bills that need to be approved, Buckhead residents will be able to vote on seceding from Atlanta in the November 2024 elections.
Grace, not having done any polling, I'm going to say that it will pass overwhelmingly if it makes it to the ballot. And by the way, Governor Kemp is opposed to this. I guess he just doesn't want the hassle of the headache of it, you know, the way it's going to look, the optics of it, shall we say. But, you know, do you blame the people? The most surprising thing to me about that story, Grace, I read it this morning myself. Did you know Elton John owned a house in Buckhead?
It was interesting hearing Elton John and at one point Mariah Carey.
But Mariah Carey moved out after she was a victim of a senseless street crime.
Yes, yes. And that's probably why some people want to secede, is because they're hoping to lessen those crimes. But you know, Howie, today we were talking about Lori Lightfoot. I know you started your show with it. And I had a caller who said, oh, you know, a lot of the white college-educated women and black women and Asian Americans, they don't want crime. And I thought, well, why don't we just say everybody? Like, it's a pretty universal thing that when you're either at your house or you're going out or you're going to the store or you're going to work, you want to come back in one piece. Like, this is not an identity politics type of thing. People don't like crime. And that's what you saw in Chicago. And hopefully you'll see it in other places, too. And I noticed this trend, and I understand it, of people saying, well, whoever else wins, you know, it's going to be a runoff between these two other people. And it's not going to be like a mea culpa, come to Jesus moment for
right.
Chicago.
I mean, you have Vallis, who I guess is like a far leftist. Then you have this guy Brandon, the county commissioner, who's a defund the police leftist. So it's not like it's going to be, you know, you don't have the reincarnation of Mayor Daley Sr. coming
right.
back.
Right. But I will say this. It's okay once in a while to take a win and say, I'm just happy Lori Lightfoot now understands that, no, you are not the face of Chicago. No, you are not the only sane decision for people to make. And you lost. Bye-bye. That, for me, is enough of a win.
Grace, what would you say, MSNBC or CNN? What's your more likely destination?
I'm going to say, I would say MSNBC. That would be my prediction.
Why that?
Because I think they have lower standards for their contributors. And I mean, the standards are low across the way.
How can you tell?
Yeah, that's just my expert analysis, Howie, because I have to watch all this stuff all the time. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I think CNN's got more holes in the lineup. You know, she could move in with and she could, they could get rid of the Poppy and Caitlin and put her on with Don Lemon. Do you think they'd get along in the morning?
I don't know if Don Lemon really gets along with anybody based off the recent reports. He's a bit of a...
Then they got a hole at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah. And I think
I tell you one person that's rumored to be going to CNN that she couldn't get along with, Charles Barkley.
Oh, I saw that.
No way he's putting up with that.
I love Charles Barkley. I can't believe he'd go to CNN. They must be offering him a whole lot of money.
That goes without saying, I believe.
Hey, speaking of people making a whole lot of money, I know that, at least for me, and I have to imagine for the listeners, nobody's interested in the Chris Rock, Will Smith slap anymore. But it's interesting what he's doing. He had said to people in the past, I'm not going to comment on this until I get paid. Like, I'm not going to talk about it for free. And now Netflix is actually having him host a live comedy special. And he's going to address the slap. And I'm guessing he's going to get paid a lot of money for it.
Well, I mean, if that royal grifter, Harry, isn't he getting $34 a shot to talk about how badly he's been mistreated?
Yeah.
I can't believe anybody. Well, I can't believe, though, I guess his book legitimately sold a lot of copies.
Yeah, yeah. It broke a record, for pre-sale nonfiction books. It beat Obama's.
Right. But it's like, you know, like last week, Mike Pence had the number one book for a few hours, right? Because his campaign bought everything. Now, today, Ron DeSantis' book just came out, and it's number one right now. But I don't think, you know, and it's obviously getting promoted by the by the political PACs and his allied organizations. But I don't think that's the case with Prince Harry, is it? I mean, I don't understand it, why anyone would be interested in any of this.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay $34 to watch a live stream of Prince Harry, but I am also curious, Howie, and I'm wondering if you have any ins where you can help us out with this. I want to know how much money Dr. Fauci made for that fireside chat with the Globe.
No, I think I think you said yesterday $100,000. That seems about right.
That's insane. That's so crazy.
I mean, it would be one thing if he had to go and like take tough questions, but he was just getting wet kisses.
Yeah, and he would look at Prince Harry's book tour, $33 a piece, and he would say, like, what are you thinking? You know, I don't get out of bed for less than $100,000. He would not go for $34?
Maybe he should. Here's how I felt when Rand Paul was asking me tough questions.
Well, he had a book, Howie. He had a book at one point during COVID. And then when kind of the bleep started to hit the fan and things started to backfire on Fauci, then the book mysteriously went away. Remember that? It was on Amazon. There was like a whole description of it.
Oh, it was coming out. It was, yeah. But it never did come out.
And then poof, yeah. It just went
it was
away.
Like, it was like the quote. It was like the Chris Cuomo book. It vanished. and Andrew Cuomo's book came out, and then it was brought back, and there was a big bonfire somewhere.
Yeah, that book vanished too, pretty damn quick. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value, where I got my RAV4. Finding what you want is easy when you shop online and reserve your car from their incoming inventory. So shop now at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Howie, I love your take on this. Now, I know you added this into Howie's homework. I read the story. I think it's really something worth discussing. The case for a primary challenge to Joe Biden. I talked to Caroline Levitt earlier today, and she was hoping that a Democrat might throw their hat in the ring. I don't know if this is going to happen, but in this piece, Mark Leibovich writes, unless some free-thinking Democrat comes along and chooses to ignore the groupthink, in private, of course, many elected Democrats say Biden is too old to run again and that they'd wish he'd step away. And what Mark points out is those people are in line with how most Democrats feel.
Right. Well, they quoted this guy, Phillips. He's a Democrat congressman from Minnesota. And he said that literally hundreds of people on Capitol Hill, I guess he meant the elected officials. There are, you know, there's what, 250 elected Democrats? He said hundreds of them want Biden out.
Yeah.
I can't say I blame him. I mean, you know, he's only going to get worse as time goes on. I mean, when he's confusing billion and trillion, when he's reading from the teleprompter and nobody in the audience corrects it, they just clap like seals. I mean, that's the problem that any challenger would have. You know, the Democrat electorate is as dumbed down as the rest of the country is.
Yeah, I just can't imagine, Howie, when you really think about politics and you think about Democrats especially, they're very driven. They're very power hungry. And I just can't imagine that these people who want nothing more, like take a Gavin Newsom, even an Elizabeth Warren, they want nothing more than to be president, that they're looking at this guy and they're not saying, you know what? I could make a run at this. You know, maybe I could shake things up, especially if you're the only one.
The Democrat Party, is the leadership, is looking a lot like the Politburo in, say, 1959. You know, no one's running against Nikita Khrushchev in 1959 in the Politburo.
Yeah,
not if they want to keep getting nice meals at the Kremlin rather than in Siberia.
Yeah, they're pretty good at keeping people in line. I'll give you that.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Ty.
Making any changes in your life this year? I've actually found that the smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day, like my Raycons or like Taylor uses his Raycons. Today I was listening again to Miles Davis, Kind of Blue, Freddie Freeloader. Blue and Green. Now tomorrow, I think I may switch up to Bitches Brew, the album from 1970.
Ooh, I'm on the lookout for that one.
Oh, you're on the lookout for vinyl. You can get
right.
it. Any?
I know I can get it. You know what? I'll preview it on my Raycons and make a final decision. But that's definitely one I want a physical form of. But yeah, it sounds great. I was listening to just some stand-up comedy by Norm Macdonald today. May he rest in peace. But funny as ever on my Raycons.
Yeah, and again, I'm sure your wife doesn't really care for Norm MacDonald.
But no, he's another one of those guys. His voice is annoying, and that's why I got
you
my
don't recording. Have to hear that ever again. His voice is annoying. I hate that music. It's too loud. You don't have to worry about that with your Raycons. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low-latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycon's got you covered, whichever way you want to go. And yep, the most important thing, or one of the most important things, Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. And they have such great additional features as custom gel tips for the perfect, most comfortable in-ear fit, crystal clear call quality, water and sweat resistance, and 8 hours of playtime on the everyday earbuds. They last forever. Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
Alright, G-Dope, I
want to
do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr Cheap Bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Be prepared for winter storms or any other kind of climate emergency with the survival gear bundle from ReadyWise. In this kit, you'll find two 28-ounce capacity water bottles with advanced water filters. That's very important considering what just happened in East Palestine. A multifunctional survival flashlight and a dual arc plasma lighter and flashlight. This is a great kit to keep in your car or at home. While supplies last, you can purchase the Survival Gear Bundle, $125 value, for just $62.50. You know, ReadyWise, they produce a lot of great products, very popular with everybody at the Howie Carr Show. This is another one. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and get yours before they sell out. With us now to tell us more about the Survival Gear Bundle is Tim Lawler of ReadyWise. Thanks for being with us, Tim.
Hey, thank you, Howie. Yeah, this is a great bundle. This is something that I have in my car. I have it in all my my kids' cars and my wife's car as well. It's a great bundle that having that flashlight, the nice thing about it, no batteries needed. It's a hand crank. It can also charge your phone by cranking as well.
Really? Really important.
Yeah. It's a great thing to have. And those water bottles remove almost 100%, 99.9% of pollutants. Does up to 100 gallons per filter. So great thing to have around.
So they could use, they could be using them in Ohio right now, today. That would be a good thing to have.
We've been selling a lot to Ohio right now. Yep.
Yeah, and I'm sure Pennsylvania, yeah. Indiana, Western New York State, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, so tell us about the survival flashlight.
Yeah, so the survival flashlight is something that like I keep right in my door compartment. The nice thing about it, like I said, it has that hand crank, but also... You know, say you get in an accident, it has a seatbelt cutter, can get you out of an emergency real quick. It has the LED blinking red light, so once again, if you're stranded on the side of the road, a signal to let you know. Mm-hmm. And the other nice thing about it, as I said, you can plug in a USB into this thing and crank it, and it can charge your phone.
Boy, and the dual arc plasma lighter and flashlight, tell us about that.
One of my favorite things, you know, it's a great thing to have around because it doesn't matter how windy it is outside, this thing will light a fire for you. I use it for camping.
Or a cigarette.
I use it, you know, for a cigarette. Yeah, exactly. If you need your smoke break, this thing will get it going.
Oh, so this is
a
great
thing. And the nice thing about it, too, it has that LED flashlight on it as well. Yep.
Oh. So you're all set. This is you're right. This is a good thing to put in. You got a kid that's going to be graduating from high school, getting the first car. This is a great thing to have in the car. just in case there is a problem. And I guess it's really valuable if you have an electric vehicle and you have to worry about finding a charging station that works. It's even more convenient if you have an electric car, an EV, as they say. So anyway, this is the Survival Gear Bundle by ReadyWise. Survival Gear Bundle by ReadyWise. While supplies last, you can purchase it. It's $125 value for just $62.50. That's half price. Go to HowieCarShow.com. Get yours before they sell out. It's got the water bottles with the filter, the multifunctional survival flashlight, and the dual arc plasma lighter and flashlight. Thanks, Tim. I'm Howie Carr.